I was deep into the Julian Moon character, which was this thing that I did after Autumn Nights, where I was starting to realize that there might be more potential to my music than just hobby, but I didn't feel like I was at a point yet where I could take it seriously in that way, because I felt like there was still so much for me to learn, and so I wanted something that I could do to sort of hide away from all these people who were suddenly looking at me after I'd put out this fucking dark ass, fucking dank Final Scratch concept album. And so I came up with this character, Julian Moon, who I changed my look, I changed my style, I hid. And while I was doing that, and I started to gain this sort of anti-notoriety for being this fucking weirdo who would fucking delete shit and change their fucking name and be confusing in ways that the infrastructure of the internet wasn't really adapted to handle at the time. This person popped up out of the blue called "Why Did I Make a Song About Horses?" Just one day on YouTube, with just two really interesting folk punk tracks. I think one of them was "Rarity Out of Reach," and the other one was God, I can't remember. I remember "She's rarity out of reach. That's all she'll ever be." And I remember people started talking, and people started coming to me and saying, "Hey, is this one of your aliases?" And what's interesting about that is I was using Julian Moon as a mode of experimenting. And around the time "Why Did I Make a Song About Horses" popped up, I was experimenting with folk punk. So it was a natural, we had similar voices. It was a natural assumption to make. And so while this guy was active, I reached out to him via Skype and I said, "Hey, people think I'm you." So what I also said to him was, "People think I'm you, and I really like your music, and I think you should be more popular. Let's do a song together." So we started brainstorming, and I pitched this idea of what I said to the guy was, "What if we did a song called 'Raised by Griffins,' and I said to him, imagine the sort of like fast folk punk convention of like a barnyard band, like the kind of song where the lead singer would sing a line like, 'I was born in a barn, I was raised by griffins.'" And I was like, if you come up with something based on that, and he had an idea right off the bat. He and I were right on the same fucking page. And he's like, I've got an idea. I'm gonna go record something right now." And I'm like, "Tell you what, whatever you do, if you write a verse, a chorus, whatever, just record some extra blank guitar playing for me to sing over, and even if we don't use it, it'll just be for the purpose of songwriting, sending it back and forth." So he records the song that you hear, "Raised by Griffins," this whole thing. He writes and records it in a matter of hours. And imagine that my vocals aren't there at all. Everywhere where my vocals was just blank. So he writes and records this whole thing in a matter of hours, sends it to me in an MP3, logs off, and never logs back in again. Aside from, I think he posted maybe three or four more tracks on YouTube and deleted them again days later. But he sends this thing to me, and I'm like, "Well, shit, what do I do with this?" Like, we never got to the point of the collab where we were gonna talk like distribution and shit or finishing, or but in the spirit of folk punk, I feel like I have to finish this and put it out, even though I'm going to be fucking rendering it from MP3. So I did. I wrote a second verse. I did some harmonies and I put it out. And to this day, I believe there are still fucking holdouts who think that Why Did I Make a Song About Horses was just one of my aliases. But I swear to fucking God, I swear on my fucking life and my Christian ass values, Twilight Sparkle's a Christian. This fucking dude sent me video of him playing folk punk live, and I saw his human ass fucking face, and he is not me, and I swear to fucking God. Cannot remember his name though, so. I love this track though. It's one of my proudest moments, and no coincidence, I had very little to do with it other than just being in the right place at the right time. And that's really the story of how I spent Brony just cutting my teeth trying to learn songwriting and work with as many people as I could. It's just I was always in the right place at the right time, and I never made anything that I consider like particularly remarkable or earth-shattering, but I feel like everything I made did have some sort of special touch of magic to it that I never got to be fucking pony famous. Real talk. But looking back, it's like, oh my God, I got to exist in this microcosm of community and culture for a very brief little scene. And I got to use that as a chance to cut my teeth and learn so much and work with great people. And that is something for which, you know, I'm eternally grateful. And the magic moments that happened there, you know, they happened. And you know, there's no taking that back. And that's one of the great things about God's green earth.